Within a short while, Bodjev, the tiny fat chieftain of his pygmy shrew tribe, returned with a large bunch of his warriors, each bearing a pine club tipped with flint shards over his shoulder. He threw himself down alongside Alfik, his son, hissing with shock as he caught sight of Tag.
Wow, wow! Where you find that one, Easter? Look at the size of him!
Alfik wrinkled his long nose in a show of careless bravery.
Ah, oh, I just find it a beast sleeping here. What are we doing now, Daddy?
Bodjev glared at his son and clipped him a good one on the ear.
You're not a squidgy no more. What I tell you? Chief's name, Bodjev. Only Daddy when you was little. Bodjev now, remember that!
One of the cave mob tribe called out a warning as Tag groaned and rolled over in his sleep.
You be shushed, or the big fella come awakey!
Bodjev could not identify the voice, so he satisfied himself by dispensing clipped ears to any shrew within reach.
Oh, you tell her to shushed! Tell to me like that! All shush now! Wait for the snaky fishes to come. Then after that we catch a demousey and bigger monster.
Tag glimpsed the mouse warrior with the beautiful sword, wandering through the corridors of his mind. He pursued him, but unable to run, he floated helplessly through a warm pink mist, calling out the mouse's name.
Dana! Dana!
The warrior mouse halted and turned, shaking his head and smiling. Touching a paw to his armoured breastplate, he spoke one word.
Martin!
Then he disappeared, leaving the sleeping otter mystified. If he was Martin, then who was Dana? Further dreams were shattered. Both Tag and Nimbalo leaped up amid a sea of slithering silver. They slipped and fell flat as the slim, shining shape slid over them. Wild squeaks rent the dawnlight. Pygmy shrews were everywhere, striking wildly at the silvery thread-like mass with small clubs and shouting to one another.
Dink-a-dink! Get a snaky fishes!
Dink-a-dink! Check him in the water!
Dink-a-dink-a-dink! Plenty snaky fishes, brothers!
Tag grabbed Nimbalo, kicking his way through the wriggling mass. He made it to the top of a rocky mound and stared in wonder at the scene around him. Nimbalo knew what the glimmering threads were. He had seen them once before on the flatlands.
Elvers, mate. Those are little tiny eels. They travel on the dewy grass, shoals and shoals of them. They can go for many a league. But where'd all the baby shrews come from?
Tag watched the shrews as they raced about killing the elvers, dispatching each one with a quick blow to the head from their flint-tipped clubs. Dead elvers were tossed into the water and washed away downstream into the mountain caves. As they struck out with their clubs, the shrews squeaked triumphantly.
Dink! Got another one!
Dink-a-dink! I got two snicky fishes!
Expertly, they flicked the dead elvers into the water with their club tips. Tag shook his head.
They aren't babies. Some of them have grey whiskers. Those are fully grown shrews. I've never seen anything like it.